I'm Sean Morgan, and I'm asking the hard questions about alternative topics like QAnon and coronavirus. Get the free ebook at QAnonFAQ.com. Okay, I am here with April and Jay, and they are the hosts of Spiritually Raw, a new program. It's kind of new, but been around for a while. Can you guys tell me a little bit about your show? April, go ahead. You can go first.
Okay. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for, you know, spending time with us today. We really appreciate it. We're very grateful.
Sure.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's new, but it's kind of been around for a while. Jay and I started the show probably maybe 7-8 years ago. I always lose track of time, let's say 8 years ago. And it was so much fun. We had a great time with it. At the time, we interviewed over 1,200 people. And that over a course of just under 2 years. So we interviewed a lot of people in a short period of time.
Super fast.
Yeah. And from there, it actually took a life of its own, and it springboarded into the consulting side of the business. So the consulting side actually got so busy that we weren't able to do the show anymore. So we pulled back from the show for literally up until just we just relaunched it maybe six weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. And Jay, maybe you can tell me a little bit about what the show was originally supposed to be about and how that has slightly evolved recently.
So the show initially was really about exploring and uncovering these different myths, theories, and, you know, around the spirit world, religious dogma, you know, UFOs, aliens of that nature. So we would really, you know, have a lot of guests related to those types of topics, right? And so that's how the show was founded and really was the theme of the show. And it really started because April and I have always been super inquisitive about all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And we would talk about it like this. And, you know, we'd get into conversations with friends. And I think it was somebody, maybe your cousin or something. It's like, you guys got to put a camera on you. And let people just hear what you're saying there, you know, because it was we were talking through this and really having other people, they were getting engaged by it. So anyway, that's kind of how that all started organically. Where it's at today, which is, you know, really, wow, it's like, we're living through history of some sort, is that we're covering current events, you know, like we're covering real time. And I remember you last week were a guest on our Q Corner, and as an expert there, sharing information about that. And one of the things I still remember you said that struck me was, man, I just got this information like 45 minutes ago before I even got on your show. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just crazy right now. So that's where we're at right now, you know?
So actually, we really kind of launched two shows. So we still have Spiritually Raw, which really covers everything like the angels and the fairies and all the different religions and everything that falls under that category. But we also sprung off Spiritually Raw Uncensored. And that really focuses on the QAnons of the world, the current events, debunking myths and theories relating to Obamagate, current events, political events, and really stuff that's going on right now.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Right.
What a thunk.
It's so much fun.
And one guest that you had that I really respect, and he did two episodes with you. One was on healing and prayer, and the other episode was on QAnon, is Praying Medic. So April, can you tell me, what did you learn from Praying Medic?
I can actually tell you two things. I could tell you what I learned, and I could tell you what I didn't, what I thought, didn't realize till he was on the show. I'll tell you what he's not. He is not a conspiracy theorist at all. And which was really like, I was like, wow, this is really interesting, because for me and for a lot of people, you can go down that rabbit hole and you can go so far down that rabbit hole and you come out and you're just like, whoa, what did I just see? What did I uncover? What did I just find out? He's not like that at all. He's so incredibly balanced, and he stays to the facts of what's going on, and he does not deviate from that, which you really have to respect someone for that, because it is so easy to go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, he's right on point.
And get caught in it. And I also didn't realize he's a former atheist.
Right.
Completely turned everything around, and now he's super, super spiritual. He's written like 10 books. He's very highly intelligent, really well-spoken, stays to the facts, and he's a really, really likable person, really, really down to earth, very nice, likable. We had a great time with
and
them.
And I think that April kind of got into queue before Jay. So can you tell me a little bit, I'm going to ask Jay a question soon, but I want to find a little bit more about how that happened.
People send me stuff all the time. And you know the saying, like, when you're ready for it, it comes to you? And it came in such a huge wave. People were sending me all these videos of, a lot of it started with the adrenochrome and Hollywood and what's going on. And is it really the COVID-19? Is there something much deeper going on behind the scenes that, you know, we're not really privy of? And within the first 2 days, I probably watched more videos in the first 2 to 3 days than I probably watched in the past year. And then when I came out from the
waking me up and stuff,
yeah,
man.
And literally, it's like, really, like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, Jay, get up. Yeah. You have to watch this. And he's like,
what? What are you doing? You
know? Let me go back to bed. And then, you know, so then the next day I would like give him little peeps because he's not a conspiracy theorist at all. I am. Like, I'll go down the rabbit hole for sure. He's very, you know, no. Show me. He's a lot like Dave from that respect. You know, show me the facts. You know, you're crazy. I don't even, what are you doing? And then when he started to listen to actually what I was saying and wasn't giving me like a lot of negative feedback, like you're lunatic, you're crazy, what are you doing? I was like, you know what? There really must be something to this because he was listening to what I had to say. And then he actually watched one of the movies. I forget which one it was.
The Lady. And it was like 12 parts to it.
The Fall of the Cabal.
That was really good. That was
the one that took both of us down. The Fall of the Cabal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just undeniable. And the narrator was point on. She was the perfect narrator in the way she spoke. And she was so clear in that beautiful accent. He just got drawn right into everything she was saying.
Yeah.
She was like really making legitimate points that you were thinking, you know what? I was kind of thinking that. And she just confirmed a lot of the things I've already been thinking.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't seen Fall Cabal, it's like a multi-part series. I forget if it's like 8 different videos. But it's very, mm-hmm. very thorough, very researched. And it covers so much ground and so many topics that it can actually be overwhelming to consume more than one of those videos at a time. And it talks about Q. So that's interesting. Definitely go out to YouTube or wherever you can find Fall Cabal series. So Jay, I noticed that you guys are actually using Where We Go One, We Go All and some different Q terminology in your material when you communicate with your tribe. So can you tell me about your perspective on Q.
My perspective on Q, and the biggest thing I've gotten out of it is, you know, when we're having them come on, you know, the guests come on and, you know, the people that have information to share with us, like when you shared us, the biggest thing my perspective of it is like, there's got to be something behind this because I've never, and we've interviewed, gosh, I mean, it's got to be close to 1,500 people now at least. And I just have never felt such a consistent level of passion come through. You know what I mean? It's almost like when you're interviewing someone, they're like, it's like they're doing this from such a place of love is the way I feel. It's like they're almost grabbing you and like, no, you got to listen to me. I'm not crazy. Right. I'm not crazy. You just have to listen to me. And they come from that place. Like they're really genuinely trying to wake you up. Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And so that's really what I've gotten. That's really been, you know, what's continually attracting me more and more into this. So that's my perspective.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. This is an interesting thing about this movement is that people are actually called truthers. They're people who just want to know the truth. And it goes beyond political party, religion, belief system, ideology, nationality, beyond borders. That people just want to get to the truth, go beyond the censorship, beyond the mainstream narrative, and share that. And I'm one of them. I'm one of those people who just... I'm passionate about the truth, sharing the truth, transparency, getting the real story out there because the mainstream media is not doing its job. It's not true journalism out there. It's totally corporate owned and there's a very dark and negative agenda behind it. So you guys are really doing a part, and maybe April, you can speak on this. What do you feel like your part is in the movement of truth with your show?
Thank you. Can I, before I answer that question, because something that you touched on, I just want to share with you. We interviewed Gene Decode, and he's actually going to be on again next week. But there was something that he said in one of the videos that because the question came up about the mainstream media. He said, no, he goes, the mainstream media is, it's already dead, but it's literally going to be gone, removed from the public eye. He said, it'll happen after the second election or after the next election. And what's going to happen is the new news is going to be this, what you're looking at right now. Independent journalism is going to become the new news. And all of the declassified information that everybody wants to see and know about, it is going to be seen on the independent news journalist channels after midnight. So that I thought that that was a really, really awesome thing to hear. So I'm sorry. So what was your question?
Well, that was a lot to take in. I'm going to respond to that because Q has specifically said that you are the news now, speaking to the Anons out there. And we have actually, you know, interpreted that in different ways. And one of the ways is literally because I was watching that these companies like the Daily Beast and Vice Media, they're actually going bankrupt. And the New York Times and I mean, they're not, since they're not producing good material, people are just dropping their subscriptions. They're just weaponized propaganda right now. They're not profitable companies. The viewership is an all-time low, except for Fox News, because Fox News is putting out stuff that people want to watch about Donald Trump. So I agree that actually these media organizations are going to be prosecuted. There are embedded agents, foreign agents within these organizations. So they are going to be prosecuted under the Foreign FARA Act, so the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So if they're acting on behalf of the Chinese government, that's illegal. You can't do that in the United States. So something has to take its place when that whole house of cards comes tumbling down. And we already have an infrastructure of independent journalists who are covering these topics very professionally. Now, I don't consider myself a real journalist, but I'm getting there. I'm learning the ropes right now. I'm just a citizen learning these things. But there are other people out there who, like X22 Report, and he's doing an amazing job with journalism, independent journalism. So, Jay, maybe you can answer this next one about the other guests that you guys had, like Gene. Maybe you can focus on Gene. What's something that you learned that you think was credible? Because Gene puts out a lot of really out there stuff that's hard to believe. So is there anything that really stuck with you as something that you think something people should research more?
I think people should definitely research it more, because I believe this is that, and is that there is a sprinkle of truth being said, you know, whether you think it's just out there or not. I mean, whether it looks into, like, you know, drinking children's blood, or, you know, there's clones out there.
Dead.
Tom Hanks is there. Oprah's dead. And by
clones.
The way, Obama's there. And, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, wow. So there's some moving parts there. But I do think, you know, my job is to be able to make sure that, I guess our job really is to make sure that, look, you know, we'll bring it out. You know, we're going to bring it out to the audience and really let them decide. I think that when you asked earlier, maybe what's your part in this whole thing, or what, you know, is that I believe that is our part, is to just bring the best out of those messengers, you know, and
let the audience decide.
Yeah, take what you want and throw the rest away, kind of thing like that. So I really want to keep a very neutral place when they come out, because they're coming, you know, if that's what they believe, that's their truth to them. Mm-hmm. And whether I believe it or not believe it, really, it's something I think that I want to give at least that respect, say, hey, you know, get yourself heard, get yourself seen out there.
Yeah, you know, Praying Medic and I think we kind of fall within the same kind of niche, where we're these like semi-journalists who try to stay fairly grounded, stick to the facts. But that's not to say Praying Medic and me and other people are not very interested in these possibilities, these rabbit holes, these things that we don't have any solid scientific evidence, but we have all these clues and we're connecting these dots and they're pointing towards something. For example, the US military has invested half a billion dollars into underground warfare. Mm-hmm. So then we wonder, well, what was that investment for if there isn't a huge underground network?
Exactly.
You know, and why would we fight a war in the underground network? And what are in those underground networks? So that's something where, you know, people like me and my channel and what I'm doing, it's not really our job to go into that fantasy world and speculate too much. But there are other people who they make it their job to research that, think about it, do some conjectures, and that's their thing. And that's what I think is cool about Spiritually Raw, is that you guys are willing to go anywhere in the imagination, into anywhere it takes to explore an idea, an idea that's very dangerous to people who are afraid of thinking and exploring.
Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely. It's funny you said that, because it kind of leads right into it. This week, a few days ago, we just interviewed, you may or may not have heard of her. If you're into like the psychic spiritual world side of it, you definitely would know. She's famous psychic medium. Her name is Utsava. And Jean and her are actually similar in the sense that, you know, they're from the information that they deliver. And when we interviewed Jean, and one of the main topics on the show was Tom Hanks was dead. He is 100, whether you believe it or not, that's irrelevant. That's your decision totally. But in Jean, from the information that he receives, his intel, he absolutely 100%, he's dead, along with a bunch of other people. And interestingly, Utsava, she's been saying for years, and I even said, people thought you were really crazy, because she's been saying for years that there are clones, Hollywood is the Hollywood elite, the adrenochrome, the blood, the Satanism, this one's dead, that one's dead. And it's actually coming to fruition. So for even in the short period of time, whether it was a year or 2 years ago, she's been literally saying it for about 2 years, everybody thought she was crazy. And then 6 months ago, you were thinking, well, okay, maybe she's not so crazy. And now you're like, oh my God, Obamagate. She really was right. So, you know, it's all up for interpretation, truthfully.
I saw a prophecy of Kim Clement from 2012, it was like 5 years before Q, where they were saying that the letter Q is going to be very important in the world.
It's like something.
That's very so, random to say wow. 5 years before the Q movement.
Though. Yeah.
Well, he also, Kim Clement, there's got to be something really special with Kim Clement, because he's made some outrageous predictions that have come true. Mm-hmm. He predicted Trump and the election 8 or 10 years before.
And two terms.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of validity behind Kim Clement's prophecies.
Great. So I know you guys have interviewed Santa Surfing and some other people related to these Q topics. So I'm going to just leave this as the final question. Is there anything else that you learn from these guests on your show that you would like to just share now at this
time? Can I answer that one? Well, Santa Surfing, listen, the name alone says it all. She's just a love. And she's a leading authority now, really, on Jassara and Nasara and Jassara. But we also had on another guest at the same time. We had on Pimpy from Pimpy's Investment Chats. And for anyone that doesn't believe Nasara or Jassara, or think that it's so outlandish or just so far out there, I can tell you 100% that whether it's going to be called Trumpsara, Nasara, Jassara, it may be have a different name package differently, but there is something definitely going on. And Pimpy actually had $150,000 removed off of his credit report. It's on our show. It's also on his show. And he also shows his credit report where they removed 25 federal student loans.
Him and April were on the phone, and they were talking on the phone. This is off air. And April was just like, you got to check this out.
It was two nights before his interview.
Yeah, she's like, you got to check this out. And he's like, let me go check it out.
This actually happened to my sister.
My sister had
tens of thousands of dollars of student loan debt removed, and she didn't know why. And she didn't want to ask. She's just like,
I'm just going to leave
this untouched.
Good on you.
I also believe strongly that financial reset is just around the corner.
That
this banking system is at the core of this satanic system that's been ruling the world. And the Federal Reserve System is not really a government system. It's a private banking system. And that Donald Trump, whether it's before or after he's reelected, I don't know. But I believe that there will be debt cancellation of some kind. And perhaps we'll have a new kind of currency that's backed by gold or something else, who knows. So can you tell me about what you're doing on Patreon now and what your model is for the show and what your vision is moving forward, Jay?
All right, no problem. So the model of the show is we're actually taking in more video. We were recording audio mainly, but we wanted to get people to see us, get to interact with the guests. And so what happens is that we're going to share with everybody. So every time we do an interview, we're going to share with everybody on YouTube, on our YouTube channel there, so they can get a vibe for us and just really get a feel for us, right? And then if they like what they see, the great way that they can be able to share with us or help share it within our vision together, you know, because I believe we're all in this together now.
Takes a village.
Yeah, takes a village kind
it
of
really
thing.
Does.
They can go and they like our style and how we roll out with this. Is that they can go to Patreon. The model behind that is that's a place where they can support us, okay? That's the place that they could say, okay, you know, I like this. I wanna see Spiritually Raw. Just keep rolling along here, you know? And those familiar with Patreon, you know, there's different levels on there. So we created 8 different levels. However, though, to us, it's you pick whatever level you want because we just want everybody to just have full access because we know how important it is to, our responsibility is to bring out journalists like yourself, you know, Praying Medic, you know, Gene, you know, just really bring that out on a consistent basis and make it entertaining. So, you know, just to really just, you know,
keep it well-rounded,
you know, balance it out. But we know that's super important. So we wanted to make that super easy for everybody. So regardless of what they do on their Patreon, that's okay. They're going to get full access to everything. And then on our YouTube channel, again, we're just putting that out there so they can see the types of and the style we do and the types of shows that we're putting out there. What we do ask of you and your audience, if I may, is to go to that YouTube channel and, you know, check out the videos and, you know, help us, you know, keep this movement going forward, you know, from, you know, help us bring out the best, you know, the Sean Morgans of the world and really just we continually get that out there for you and just like us and subscribe us and comment and, you know, give us feedback too. So that would be a great help. I hope I answered that, Sean. All right.
Yes, you did. And you guys also have like a private community where they can message each other on Patreon and a private Facebook group. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
The Facebook group is Facebook.com/groups/spirituallyraw.
Yep.
And Patreon is Patreon.com/spirituallyraw.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you for joining. And I look forward to being on your show on the Q Corner, giving people the news on Q. And
this week,
yes, absolutely.
So
really, if you guys want to see those Q, you know, updates from me, you basically have to subscribe to them. So, that's what I would encourage you to do is just subscribe to Spiritually Raw. And I look forward to working with you guys more in the future as well.
Yeah, likewise, Sean. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. It's been a blessing connecting with you.
Did you know that you can get QAnon clothing and gifts for yourself, your loved one, and your child at the link below or at QAnonFAQ.com? You can spread the word about this movement and support this channel and its mission of truth in the Great Awakening. You might be surprised at the styles, colors, and merchandise we have available. The coupon code is temporary, so use the promo code QFAQ to shop at QAnonFAQ.com. If you would like to be a sponsor of my channel and reach 30,000 intelligent, patriotic, and selfless viewers every day, just email me at QAnonFAQ.com.